This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden awarded the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to 19 people this past Saturday, recognizing a broad swath of luminaries across politics, culture, and the arts, including former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, fashion designer Ralph Lauren, U2 frontman Bono, and philanthropist and megadonor George Soros. The medal is presented to people who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States, world peace, or other significant societal, public, or private endeavors. President Biden is himself a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, having been presented with the medal by President Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton has served the nation as First Lady, U.S. Senator from New York, U.S. Secretary of State, and Democratic candidate for the presidency. Hillary Clinton was joined by her husband, former President Bill Clinton, and received a standing ovation during the ceremony on Saturday. Also in the world of politics, George Soros, a liberal megadonor, received the honor because he has supported organizations and projects across the world that strengthen democracy, human rights, education, and social justice, said the White House. Two prominent American political figures were posthumously honored, former Attorney General Bobby Kennedy and former Michigan Governor George Romney, the father of former Senator Mitt Romney. Fashion design industry titan Ralph Lauren is an honoree for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Celebrity chef, humanitarian, and outspoken Trump critic Jose Andres was recognized for his work with the World Central Kitchen, which the White House says has revolutionized the way that food aid reaches communities affected by natural disasters and conflict around the world. In entertainment, actors Michael J. Fox and Denzel Washington were honored, along with retired NBA player Irvin Magic Johnson. When Biden put Johnson's medal on him, the 6'9" basketball star had to crouch down and back, which drew laughter from the crowd. The frontman for the band U2, Bono, a musician and humanitarian, last year joined Jill Biden in her box at the State of the Union address, where he was recognized for his work fighting AIDS and building support for the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, which celebrated its 20th anniversary last year. Bono and his U2 bandmates were also among the honorees for 2022's Kennedy Center Honors Ceremony. In the field of science, Biden recognized Planetary Society CEO and television host Science Guy Bill Nye and the world-famous conservationist Jane Goodall. 236 years ago, on January 7th, the United States held the first presidential election, and it was the first time the U.S. deployed the Electoral College system still in use today. In 1789, only property-owning white men could vote. They elected George Washington, the nation's first president. Washington is the only president to have been unanimously elected by the Electoral College, clinching all 69 electoral votes, considerably fewer than today's 538. Washington's rival candidate, John Adams, automatically nabbed the vice presidency for garnering the second greatest number of votes. A national hero on the heels of his leadership in the Revolutionary War, George Washington is the only U.S. president who did not represent a specific political party. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.